Americans have very short historical memories, which is understandable that we're a young country and things are happening very fast. But McKinley has been one of those presidents who has faded from popular memory.
You know, I think if you give the statue a chance, you will glean from it who he is. I'm Audrey Flack. I'm an artist, a sculptor, and I've been doing for the past 30 years a lot of public sculpture.
My name is Lewis Gould, Professor Emeritus of American History at the University of Texas, specialize in presidents and presidential history. At the end of the 19th century, the presidency had been weakened since Abraham Lincoln, and McKinley began restoring its prestige and authority.
So when you're looking up at McKinley, you know, he's a really strong presence, very male, feet are apart, positive stance. He's holding papers. In his other hand, he's got his glasses, his pince-nez glasses.
He brought the press into the White House and began to organize the media. He went to war to help the Cubans against the Spanish. And this began an expansion of the presidential war power that has never stopped. Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt would build on McKinley's example, but I think he was the guy who started it all.
Underneath the statue, there's a little plaque, and it says William McKinley, soldier, statesman, martyr.
The first is soldier. McKinley had fought in the Civil War. Having been in the war was a rite of passage to be a national political candidate, especially for the Republicans. Statesman was the conduct of the war with Spain, the defeat of Spain, the achievement of the Treaty of Paris in December of 1898 that acquired the Philippines for the United States, Puerto Rico, Guam, that was where he got the reputation as statesman.
The olive branch of the martyr, the olive branch of peace, the palm, I believe is a symbol of martyrdom.
He was assassinated, shot down in the prime of his political popularity. This contributed to the sense that he had been a martyr to the Republic. William McKinley was president from March 1st, 1897 until September 14, 1901.
So what is interesting about this statue is that the artist, Charles Albert Lopez, puts a woman in. And here he is, McKinley, delivering wise sayings, but she is the personification of wisdom. So there's a story going on between the two statues.
I think the statue reflects the perception that existed right after McKinley's assassination in 1901, a wise and popular leader, and recognizing that our forefathers and mothers thought deeply about this man and were moved by his death, links us up with the larger themes of American history, national pride, destiny, world power, colonialism, imperialism. The issues he engaged about the United States as a world power are something we're still debating.